the winner of a $30,000 scholarship is Miss Louisiana Erica Schwartz. And the new Miss America is Miss Kansas, Tara Dawn Holland. Scholarship is Miss Louisiana Erica Schwartz. And the new Miss America is Miss Kansas, Tara Dawn Holland.
There are two kinds of people in this world, winners and losers. Inside each and every one of you, at the very core of your being, is a winner waiting to be awakened and unleashed upon the world. With my 9-step refuse to lose program, you now have the necessary tools and the insights and the know-how to put your losing habits behind you and to go out and make your dreams come true. No hesitating. No complaining. No excuses. I want you to go out in the world, and I want you to be winners! Thank you. Thank you.
Hoover, your brother's fine. I need you to keep him away from sharp objects, knives, scissors. If you have medications, depressants in your house, keep him secure. I'd prefer to keep him, but...
Yeah, I know. The insurance.
You want to see him?
Hello? Anyone? Down here we have you with Dwayne. Dwayne?
Hi. Uncle Frank's here.
He doesn't mind, Frank. We talked.
Well, I know, but we can't have you sleeping alone, the doctor said. I'm sorry. I have to insist. We got along fine. It's really quiet. And here's your cot. Please, Frank. Please. Thank you. I'm gonna start dinner. You'll come out when you're settled. And just leave the door open. That's important. Dwayne, honey, there's a bucket of chicken in the car. Can you get it? And I'll make a salad. Olive?
Yeah?
Is Grandpa with you?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Rehearsing.
Okay, well, dinner in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Hi, Frank's here.
Oh, God. Did Stan Grossman call?
Well, check the machine. Dwayne, please, come on, the chicken, it's in the car. When we set the table, we'll just do paper plates tonight.
She was runner-up in the regional Little Miss Sunshine. They just called right now and said...
Hey, it's your sister!
Fuck.
Hi, Richard Hoover for Stan Grossman, please. Any way to reach him, or...
Well, I'm just wondering if this darn book deal is done or not.
If... Yes. Okay, could you please just have him call me anytime over the weekend? He has my cell number, just to let me know we're on. Okay? Thank you. Bye.
So what happened with Stan Grossman?
He's in Scottsdale.
So why didn't he call?
Will you let me worry about this, please?
Dwayne, can you check on Frank? Tell him it's dinner time. Olive! Dinner time!
Coming! Wait. Dinner? Wait, you don't talk anymore? Why not? You can talk, you just choose not to. Is that Nietzsche? You don't speak because of Friedrich Nietzsche. Far out.
Frank, you can sit here next to Dwayne. Here's the salad, and I'm gonna run get Sprite for everyone.
So who do you hang out with? No one? What about your family?
Frank! Hey, Richard. Good to see you.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm gonna get Olive.
Olive? Dad?
You guys, I want to start.
Go!
Frank, some Sprite?
Yes.
And I want everyone to have at least a little salad.
Thanks, Cheryl. So, Cheryl, I couldn't help noticing Dwayne has stopped speaking.
Oh, yeah, he's taken a vow of silence.
You've taken a vow of silence?
Yeah. He's going to join the Air Force Academy, become a test pilot, and he's taken a vow of silence until he reaches that goal.
You're kidding.
Hi, Uncle Frank.
Oh, hey, Olive. Wow, you're getting big. Almost like a real person.
What happened to your arms?
Olive?
That's all right. I had a little accident. I'm okay.
How's the routine coming, honey?
It's good.
Yeah? When you show it to us?
I don't know. It's up to Grandpa.
A couple of days. Still needs work. What's that, chicken? Every night it's the fucking chicken.
Dad.
Holy God almighty. Is it possible just once
Dad?
We could get something to eat for dinner around here that's not the goddamn fucking chicken?
Hey, Dad.
I'm just saying.
Dad.
Christ.
Whenever you want to start cooking your own food, you're more than welcome.
It's Sunset Manor, you know.
Like Sunset Manor so much, you shouldn't have got yourself kicked out of there, right?
For God's sakes.
So when did you start with a vow?
Been 9 months, Frank. Ends at a word. Not one. I think it shows tremendous discipline.
Richard?
I really do. Really, I think we could learn something from Dwayne. Dwayne has a goal. He has a dream. It may not be my dream, may not be yours, but he's pursuing it with great conviction and focus. In fact, I was thinking about the 9 steps. And
oh, for crying out loud.
About the 9 steps and how Dwayne's utilizing at least 7 of them in his personal quest to self-fulfillment.
Richard, please.
Well, just saying, come around. Like, you could use our support.
How did it happen?
How did what happen?
Your accident.
Honey.
Oh, no, it's okay. Unless you object.
Hmm. No, I'm pro-honesty here. I just think, you know, it's up to you.
Be my guest.
Olive, Uncle Frank didn't really have an accident. What happened was he tried to kill himself.
You did? Why?
I'm sorry. I don't think this is an appropriate conversation. Honey, let's let Uncle Frank finish his dinner, okay? Shh.
Why did you want to kill yourself?
No, don't answer the question, Frank.
Richard.
Don't answer it.
Richard.
He's not going to answer the question, Frank.
I wanted
Richard.
To kill myself.
Don't listen to him.
Richard.
I was
he's
very
he's
unhappy.
A sick man. He's a sick in his head man.
Richard.
But I'm sorry. I don't think it's an appropriate conversation for a 7-year-old.
Well, she's going to find out anyway.
Oh, okay.
Go on, Frank.
Why were you unhappy?
Well, there were a lot of reasons. Mainly, though, I fell in love with someone who didn't love me back.
Who?
One of my grad students. I was very much in love with him.
Him? It was a boy? You fell in love with the boy?
Yes, I did. Very much so.
That's silly.
You're right. It was silly. It was very, very silly.
There's another word for it.
Dad.
So, that's when you tried to kill yourself?
Well, no. The boy that I was in love with fell in love with another man, Larry Sugarman.
Who's Larry Sugarman?
Larry Sugarman is perhaps the second most highly regarded Proust scholar in the U.S.
Who's number one?
That would be me, Rich.
Wow.
Mm.
So, that's one.
No. What happened was I was a bit upset. So I said some things that I shouldn't have said, and I did some things that I shouldn't have done, and subsequently I was fired from my job and forced to move out of my apartment and move into a motel.
And that's when you tried to...
Well, no. Actually, all of that was okay. What happened was 2 days ago, the MacArthur Foundation, in its infinite wisdom, awarded a genius grant to Larry Sugarman. And that's when I...
decided to check out early.
Yes, yes. And I failed at that as well.
Olive. The important thing to understand here is that Uncle Frank gave up on himself. He made a series of foolish choices. I'm sorry, and he gave up on himself, which is something that winners never do.
So that's the story, okay? Now everyone just, let's move on, and,
Is he always like this?
Olive, why don't you tell us how your routine's going?
How can you stand it?
Hi.
Olive, tell him about your, routine while you're doing this.
Okay. Little Miss Chili Pepper is a beauty contest for everyone in Albuquerque, but they have to be 6 or 7... And you have to be a girl.
This is our sister.
Cindy.
Miss spring break. Dwayne went to see his dad in Florida for 2 weeks, and Ollie went to Laguna to see her cousins. She made it to the top of the regionals out there.
I was in second place.
Well, what do you think your chances are?
I think I can win, because some of the other girls, they've been doing it longer, but I practice every day.
Yo, good luck.
Not about luck, Frank. Luck is the name losers give to their own failings. It's about wanting to win. Willing yourself to win. You've got to want it better than anybody else.
I do.
Then you're going to be a winner.
Richard.
It's the truth.
You know, actually, there is a message from Cindy on the machine. Something about Little Mrs. Sunshine. Sunshine.
What? Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah.
What?
Cheryl, it's Cindy. Remember when Olive was here last month? She was runner-up in the regional Little Miss Sunshine? Well, they just called right now and said that the girl who won had to forfeit her crown. I don't know why. Something about diet pills, but anyway. Now she has a place in the state contest in Redondo Beach.
What happened?
I'm just calling. Cindy! Yeah, we just got it. Yeah, she basically went crazy. No, I didn't get that. The machine cut you off. Okay. Redondo Beach. This Sunday? What, are you guys going?
Yes.
Well, can you put it off?
I have to.
Well, where does that leave us? No, I understand that, Cindy. Yeah, I just... Nope, I'll just figure it out. Okay, bye-bye.
It's this Sunday? Why can't Jeff and Cindy take her?
They have some equestrian thing in Santa Barbara.
You know, they do that horse shit every single weekend.
Well, it's the Nationals. They're taking both horses, so apparently it's a big deal.
What about Olive?
Fly out and come back Monday.
And how are you going to get around out there?
We'll rent a car.
And stay at a hotel?
We can afford it.
Cheryl, this is our seed money.
Well, if I had a little help bringing it in, you know.
Don't start that.
It all goes to your nine steps.
I told you, I'm going to talk to Stan Grossman. We're going to be locked and loaded on this deal and start generating some income. But in the meantime, we've got to be...
Okay, we'll drive.
I'm not driving.
How are you going to fit Grandpa in the Miata?
Well, Grandpa does not have to come.
What? I coached her. I gave her the moves. I gotta go.
Why don't you take the VW?
I cannot drive a shift, Richard. I tried and I cannot do it. We'll fly there.
We can't afford it.
Well, that's what we're gonna do unless you have a better idea. Here. This is dessert.
All right, I'll drive the bus.
Richard, I was told explicitly not to leave Frank by himself. No offense, Frank.
Not Dick.
What are you talking about? You got Dwayne here. They can look after each other.
No, Richard, that's asking too much.
Okay,
I mean,
well,
if something happened,
I... go, then, unless Dwayne and Frank go with us.
Mom,
right.
I found
Frank.
I found him.
Okay.
Dwayne, come on, please. Think of your sister.
Come on, Dwayne. It'll be a lot of fun. You can go to the beach. And...
this is unfair. All I ask is that you leave me alone.
Dwayne? Flight school. I will give you permission for flight school.
Hold on. Olive, come over here for a second. Come here. Sit down for a second. Look.
There's no sense in entering a contest if you don't think you're gonna win. So, do you think you can win, Little Miss Sunshine?
Richard.
Are you gonna win?
Yes.
We're going to California.
Good night, Dwayne. Not on your watch. I wouldn't do that to you. Thank you, Dwayne. Coming from you, that means a lot. Good night.
Jesus, I'm tired. So fucking tired. You know how tired I am? If some girl came up to me, begged me to fuck her, I couldn't do it.
Dad?
That's how tired I am.
Watch the language, huh?
Just listening to music. Olive, I'll give you $1 million if you turn around. See?
All right, the rest of us.
Oh, the rest of you. Can I give you some advice? Well, I'm gonna give it to you anyway. I don't want you making the same mistakes I made when I was young.
Can't wait to hear this.
Dwayne, that's your name, right? Dwayne, this is the voice of experience talking. Are you listening? Fuck a lot of women, Dwayne.
Hey.
Not just one woman.
Dad.
A lot of women.
That's enough, right?
Are you getting any?
Dad.
You can tell me, Dwayne. Are you getting any?
Come on, please.
No? Jesus.
You what?
15? My God, man.
Dad.
You should be getting that young stuff. The young stuff is the best stuff in the whole world.
Hey, Dad, that's enough. Stop it.
Will you kindly not interrupt me, Richard? See, right now, you're jailbait, they're jailbait. It's perfect. I mean, you hit 18. Man, you're talking about 3 to 5.
Hey, I will pull this truck over right now.
So pull the truck over. You're not going to shut me up. Fuck you. I can say what I want. I still got Nazi bullets in my ass.
Oh, the Nazi bullets.
You're as bad as those fuckers at Sunset Manor.
What happened at Sunset Manor?
Frank, don't encourage him.
What happened? I'll tell you what happened. I paid my money. They took my money. I should be able to do what the fuck I want.
You started snorting heroin.
You started snorting heroin?
I'm old.
Well, that stuff will kill you.
What, am I an idiot? And don't you start taking that shit. When you're young, you're crazy to do that stuff.
What about you?
What about me? I'm old. When you get old, you're crazy not to do it.
We've tried, believe me. The intervention was a fiasco. He's worse than a 2-year-old.
Can we please talk about something else?
I take it you didn't like it at Sunset Manor.
Frank.
Are you kidding me? It was a fucking paradise. They got a pool. They got golf. Now I'm stuck with Mr. Happy here, sleeping on a fucking sofa.
Look,
I know you're a homo and all, but maybe you can appreciate this. You go to one of those places, there's 4 women for every guy. Can you imagine what that's like?
You must have been very busy.
Oh, I had second-degree burns on my Johnson. I kid you not.
Really?
Forget about it.
What are you guys talking about?
Politics.
Oh.
Fuck a lot of women, kid. I have no reason to lie to you. Not one woman. A lot of women. You heard what I said? Did it go in anywhere?
Yeah, I think we get the point, Dad.
Don't show me the pad. I don't want to see the fucking pad.
Mom, how much can we spend?
I would say $4. Anything under $4.
Hi. You ready?
Yeah, I'm gonna have the number 5 at the coffee place.
All right.
Number 7, over easy, and grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit?
I would like a fruit plate. And do you have chamomile?
Yes.
With honey, please.
I would like the lumberjack and coffee and extra bacon.
Extra.
My dad, you should probably...
Richard, don't start.
He's going to kill himself.
Well, it's his life.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Garden salad? And you.
I'm sorry.
Take your time.
Don't apologize, Al. It's a sign of weakness.
I know what I want. Okay. Can I get the waffles and, I have a question. What does alamodi mean?
Oh, that means it comes with ice cream.
Okay, alamodi.
Olive for breakfast.
Said $4.
Okay, you're right. Okay, be right back.
Actually, olive. A la mode, in French, translates literally as in the fashion. A la mode. Mode is derived from Latin modus, meaning due or proper measure.
Frank, shut up.
Richard.
Olive, can I tell you a little something about ice cream?
Yeah.
Well, ice cream is made from cream, which comes from cow's milk, and cream has a lot of fat in it.
Richard.
What? She's going to find out anyway, remember?
What? Find out what?
Well, when you eat ice cream, the fat in the ice cream becomes fat in your body.
Richard, I swear to God.
It's true.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
So, if you eat a lot of ice cream, you might become fat, and if you don't, you're going to stay nice and skinny, sweetie.
Mm. Olive, Richard is an idiot. I like a woman with meat on her bones.
I don't... Why is everyone so upset?
No one's upset, honey. I just want you to understand it's okay to be skinny, and it's okay to be fat if that's what you want to be. Whatever you want, it's okay.
Okay, but Olive, let me ask you this. Those women in Miss America, are they skinny or are they fat? Honey?
They're skinny, I guess.
Yeah. Guess they don't eat a lot of ice cream.
Okay. Coffee. Grapefruit.
Thank you.
Chamomile. And here's your ice cream. A la mode, right? I'll be back with your waffles in a sec.
Does anyone want my ice cream?
Yeah, I like a little. Dwayne, Frank, Olive's not going to have her ice cream.
Yeah, do you mind if I have a little
Yeah,
bit?
Let's dig in.
That looks really good.
Boy, I feel sorry for anybody that doesn't want to enjoy their ice cream so early in the morning.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah. You sure you don't want to have some, Olive?
Ooh,
those waffles are going to be awful lonely in there.
Watch this.
Wait! Stop! Don't eat it all.
All right, Olive.
Richard.
Hey, Dan, Richard, again, listen, I know you're busy, but we're just dying to hear what sort of numbers you came up with in Scottsdale. So give me a call, please.
Hey, did you get him?
No, I can't get a signal out.
How long till we get there?
Long time, honey.
I know, but how long?
Well, we got to do 600 miles of driving today and 200 tomorrow. A lot of driving. Let's go.
Well, honey, I'll drive for a while.
No, I got it.
No, you're right. I got to learn how to do this. I mean, you're doing it. How hard can it be?
Push the stick down hard.
I'm pushing hard.
Okay, there you go. Now put the clutch in all the way to the floor.
It's on the floor.
Got a problem.
Your clutch is shut.
Can we get a new one?
These old buses, you have to order the part.
How long does it take?
Well, it's the weekend, so maybe Thursday.
Oh,
Is there a dealership around here?
Well, they're probably going to be closest to the weekend, you know.
Yes, we're aware of that.
I tell you what, you know these old buses? You don't need the clutch to change from the third to the fourth. You only really need the clutch to go from number one to number two. But as long as you keep parking on a hill and you let it go, and it goes 15, 20 miles per hour, you start it on third, and then you go from third to fourth.
What if you're not on a hill? Yeah. There's no hill. What if there's no hill? What do you...
Olive? Dad, I want you in the car first.
I know, we know.
All right, here we go. Everybody push! All right. Here we go. Push! Push!
Okay. I just want everyone here to know that I am the preeminent true scholar in the United States.
Come on, honey.
I'm putting it in gear.
Go, honey.
Come on.
Come on, Lola. Run. Come on.
Come on. Woo! Cheryl, let's go. Frank, let's go.
Come
here. You're losing them. Go down.
Slow down.
Come on. You're coming fast.
I can't slow down.
Let's go.
Help
him.
Come on.
Come on.
No one gets left behind.
Close the door.
No one gets left behind. Outstanding, soldier. Outstanding. Outstanding.
Was that fun?
Decide, you know, this is Stan Grossman. What the hell? And I start pitching him the nine steps. And about, I don't know, 2 minutes in, he stops me. He says, I can sell this.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, and this is the guy who knows how to do it. You know, you start with a book, and then you do a media tour, corporate events, DVD, VHS series. I mean, there's a whole fascinating science into how you roll these things out. Yeah, so he's in Scottsdale right now, you know, building the buzz and kind of getting the whole hype thing going. He's doing what the pros call a ticking clock auction.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, and I can detect that note of sarcasm there, Frank.
What sarcasm? I didn't hear.
But I want you to know something. I feel sorry for you.
You do? Good.
Yeah, I do. Because sarcasm is the refuge of losers.
It is? Really?
Yep. Sarcasm is losers trying to bring winners down to their level, and that's step four in the program.
Wow, Richard, you really opened my eyes to what a loser I am. How much do I owe you for those pearls of
wisdom? Oh, that one's on the house, buddy.
It is?
Yeah, it's
okay,
on the house.
Guys,
that's on the house.
Hey, wow. Guys,
that was
prank.
For free.
No charge.
Stop
You're
it.
Not
going to
charge.
Stop it.
Laugh it up.
He started it.
That's. Oh, wait a second. Hey, quiet. This is it. This is that call. Hello? Stan? Stan Grossman. Richard Hoover. Finally. How you doing? No, I know. We were on the highway and I lost you myself. Forget about it. How'd we do?
Honey, I'm going to use the ladies' room. You need to go?
No, I'm going to go practice my routine over there.
Okay, well, don't go too far.
Well, I think we just got to talk to him a little. No, you got to talk. No, Stan, listen to me. Hold on now.
I am going to get something to drink. Okay, want anything?
Stay positive and on.
Yeah, give me some porn.
Okay.
Give me something really nasty, too. I don't want any of that airbrush shit.
Okay.
Okay, here's a 20. Get yourself a little treat, too. Get yourself a fag rag.
All right, I will. That one. Yes, and that one. And I would like that one. No, down. Yes. Yes, yes, I would like that one. And I will have a blue raspberry slushy.
Frank? Oh my God, how are you? I thought you were going to be in Santa Fe for the conference. I was looking for you.
Aren't you supposed to be in New Haven?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you heard about Larry and the whole genius thing, right?
Yeah.
It's official.
Oh, good.
So we're going to this private spa in Sedona for the week, and then...
Larry's here?
Yeah. He's out filling the tank. He's so... Wow.
Yeah, there he is.
Wow. I can't believe this. How have you been?
I've been fine.
Good, good. You know, I heard that you got fired.
Yeah, no, I quit. Enough is enough, you know?
Right. Good, good. So what are you up to now?
I'm weighing my options and, just, you know, taking some time off and so.
Great. That's great.
1979, sir.
So.
Well, it was great to see you
again.
Yeah,
you too.
Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye.
Got your slushy.
You're in Scottsdale right now, right? Okay, I can come by. I'm gonna be coming through there. I could swing right by. We could...
Okay. Christ, he's not getting it.
What happened?
Nothing. Let's get out of here.
Wait a minute. I thought you said this was a done deal.
He said it was a done deal.
What, you didn't get anything? Oh, my God. Where does that leave us?
Fucked. It's where it leaves us.
I can't believe I'm hearing that. Did you even try
yes,
negotiating?
Of course I tried. What do you think I... Let's just go, okay? Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Let's... Go!
Olive. Oh! Jump in the car! I got her! I got her!
attention.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, you tried to do something on your own, which is more than most people ever do. And I include myself in that category. You took a big chance. It took guts, and I'm proud of you.
Okay, Dad, thank you.
Thank you, Dad.
You could still use some rehearsing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All right, everybody, we have a long day tomorrow, so I'll knock on your doors at 7 a.m. That means no lollygagging. You need to be packed and on the road by 7:40, guys.
Frank, you guys will be okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, well, good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Okay.
What a fucking nightmare.
Bridget, we have to talk.
Please. Cheryl, let's just get through this.
Hey, don't listen to that. Let's turn on the tube.
We enthusiastically agree that the right man to preserve the best traditions. Secretary Rumsfeld and I thought long and hard about this important choice. To meet the
world. You said this was a lock, Richard. You said it was a done deal.
Dan Grossman said it was a done deal.
I'm not married to Dan Grossman.
I trusted him, all right? You gotta trust in order to be trusted. That's step six.
Oh, drop the 9 steps, Richard. Oh, Richard, that's working. Forget it. It's over. I never want to hear about the 9 steps again.
Perfect, perfect. You're the world champion growler. Time for your beauty rest. Get in there. Okay, there you go. Good night.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared about tomorrow.
Are you kidding me? You're going to blow them out of the water. They're not going to know what hit them.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
Am I pretty?
Olive? You are the most beautiful girl in the whole world.
Yeah, you're just saying that?
No, I'm not. I'm madly in love with you. And it's not because of your brains or your personality. It's because you're beautiful. Inside and out.
Grandpa?
What?
I don't want to be a loser.
You're not a loser. Where'd you get the idea you're a loser?
Because Dad hates losers.
Whoa. Back up a minute. You know what a loser is? A real loser is somebody that's so afraid of not winning, they don't even try. Now, you're trying, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you're not a loser. We're going to have fun tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
We can tell them all to go to hell. Good night, sweetie. I love you.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna fix this.
Richard.
I'm gonna fix this.
Hi, Stan Grossman, please. Stan, it's Richard. I don't know where the fuck you are. I'm at the hotel. Call me.
I said, you want me to teach you about life experiences? You sit down. You can write a book about my experiences. Well, so he says to me.
Hello, Stan.
You're the one that said it would sell.
But that's what I thought at the time.
But it's a great program. You said so yourself. I mean, I don't understand.
It's not the program, Richard. It's you.
Okay?
No one's heard of you. Nobody cares.
What's the next step?
There is none. We had our shot. It didn't fly. We move on.
You mean give up? Hey, one setback here and you're ready to just quit?
Richard, listen. I pushed this thing hard, okay? I rammed it down their fucking throats and no one bought it. It's time to move on. You're not gonna win this one.
Okay. You know what? Good. I'm glad. You know why? Because this is what the nine steps are all about. Right here, Richard. Stan. Right here.
Richard. Please.
Yeah, no, you blew it. You blew it. You're out.
Mom? Dad?
What is on?
Grandpa won't wake up.
Hi,
want to take an eye test? Uncle Frank, an eye test.
Olive, come here. Put those away. We're going to have a family meeting. Dwayne, family meeting. First of all, the doctors are doing everything they can to help Grandpa right now. He's had a long, eventful life. And I know he loves both of you very much. But if God wants to take him, we have to be ready to accept that, okay? Whatever happens, we are family. And what's important is that we love each other. So I love you guys so, so much.
Are you the family of Edwin Hoover?
Yes.
I'm sorry. We did everything we could. He was, that was too much. He probably just fell asleep and never woke up. I'll have someone come talk to you about handling the remains.
Thank you.
Linda!
Mom? Is Grandpa dead?
Yeah, honey. He passed away.
Liaison Linda. My consolations for your loss.
Thank you.
Okay, these are the forms you need to fill out. Death certificate. A report of death. An ME pink slip. Please try and be as detailed as possible.
Okay.
This is a brochure for a grief recovery support group that meets on Tuesdays. And if you'd like at this time, I can refer you to a funeral home. So you can begin making your arrangements.
Actually, pre-arrangements have already been made in Albuquerque.
Albuquerque?
We're actually on our way to California right now.
If the body is crossing state lines, you're going to need a burial transit permit from the county registrar's office.
Okay, but we're trying to get to Redondo Beach by 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock today? Ain't gonna happen.
Okay, can I just... I know that this is, this might be a little unusual, but if maybe we could just go and then we'll come back and we'll take care of all the paperwork and, you know.
No, you can't just abandon the body.
No. Nobody's going to abandon the body. We're going to go and come back.
Sir, there are ways we have of doing things.
You're not following me.
Sir,
I don't think you're listening.
Sir,
yet.
You are not the only one
back.
That's had somebody die here today, okay?
Is there any way we might be able to view the remains?
We haven't had a chance to move them downstairs. Someone may come in a few minutes to take them to the basement. Just tell them who you are and they will wait.
Thank you.
Okay? And when you're done with the paperwork, I'll be at the nurse's station.
Great. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
We'll go to Little Miss Sunshine next year, okay, honey? Next year.
No. No. We've come 700 miles. I will be damned if I'm not making that contest, Cheryl.
Well, Richard, we can't leave him here.
We're not gonna leave him.
Richard, what are you doing?
Fuck. Wait, go around outside.
Richard, what are you thinking?
We're gonna take him with us.
No, that is not happening. That is not happening.
Well, he's better off with us than these people. I want you to go around outside underneath this window. Frank, you go
with him. Dwayne, don't you dare move. No, honey, look, you stay here. We'll take Olive. Frank can drive.
No, Cheryl. We'll be there in 2 hours. Listen to me. I'll call a funeral home once we get there. If there's one thing my father would have wanted, it's to see Olive perform in the Little Miss Sunshine pageant. Now, I believe we'd be doing a grave disservice to his memory if we were to just give up now. All right? There's two kinds of people in this world. There's winners and there's losers. Okay? And you know what the difference is? Winners don't give up. So what are we here? Are we winners or are we losers? Huh?
Okay. Let's do it. You guys go. I'll let you watch the curtain.
I know. I have no reason to assume it's going to be otherwise.
Watch. Get the back. Get the back.
Hard to say, Olive. I don't think anyone knows for sure.
I know, but what do you think?
Well,
I think there is one.
You think I'll get in?
Yes.
You promise?
Yes.
Cut me off! sister.
Okay, just leave it.
Stuck or something.
Maybe try pulling it through here.
No, no, just leave it. Fix it when we get there.
Okay, fine.
Oh, Jesus. God. I'm being pulled over. Here we go. Okay. Everybody just pretend to be normal, okay? Like everything's normal here.
How you folks doing?
Yeah, we're fine. Just
a little trouble with the horn.
What?
A little trouble with your horn.
Yeah. A little trouble. Sorry. Sorry.
Could you step outside the vehicle? Step this way, please.
No.
What?
Don't
what? Do you have something in your trunk, sir?
It's nothing. Don't open it.
Sir, do you realize you just given me probable cause to search your trunk?
Just,
sir, put your hands on the vehicle now.
I just
now. Don't move.
Okay. It's not illegal.
Sir, I would advise you to keep your mouth shut.
What is he doing?
Not illegal. God damn.
Sir, could you come back here?
Oh, I love this stuff. I love it. God bless you. God bless you. Don't worry, I'm not gonna bust you.
Thank you.
Hey, Dylan. Cute family. It's nice.
Thank you.
You have this on the side, the list. Oh,
yes.
Oh,
sweet. Sweetness.
That is sweet. Yeah.
Dirty.
And this one is one of my favorites. Ah, good, yeah.
It's a little different choice. No?
So leave that with you.
All right.
You have a good day there.
Yeah. Consciousness. Frank, Dorian, get off the push.
Okay, there it is. Redondo Beach 46.
It's 2:15. Be a few minutes late.
Now, Richard, they said 3:00 sharp. They were very explicit. We can't cross these people. Trust me.
Mom, Dwayne has 20/20 vision.
I bet he does.
Okay, now I'm gonna check to see if he's colorblind. What's the letter in the circle? No. Inside the circle. Right there. See? It's an A. Can't you see it? Right there.
Bright green.
Dwayne, I think you might be colorblind. You can't fly jets if you're colorblind.
on, the emergency is
pull over! 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 Pull
over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull over!
Pull over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull over!
Pull over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull
over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull over!
Pull over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull
over! Pull
over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull over!
Pull over! Pull over! Pull over! Pull
over! Pull over! Pull
colorblind. No. He can't fly.
Oh, Jesus. No. Oh, no. 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 Just give me a second. I'm sorry. Dwayne, come on. We have to go.
I'm not going.
Dwayne.
I said I'm not. Okay, I don't care. I'm not getting on that bus again.
Dwayne, for better or worse, we're your family.
No, you're not my family. Okay, I don't want to be your family. I hate you fucking people. I hate you! Divorce? Bankrupt? Suicide? You fucking losers! You losers! Okay. No, please just leave me here, Mom. Okay? Please, please, please. Please just leave me here.
To do?
Well, it's getting late. Maybe can somebody stay here with them?
I'll stay.
That is not happening.
All right, well. Just worried about the time. Olive? You want to try talking to him?
Richard, no, there's nothing to say. We just have to wait. Honey.
Okay. Let's go. I apologize for the things I said. I was upset, and I didn't really mean them.
It's okay, come on. Let's go.
/255.
All right, everybody look through the exit, okay?
Okay, here is the turnoff. Turn in here.
Does anybody see the Redondo Suites?
There's the hotel.
There it is.
Sunshine, Luma Sunshine.
There it is, Olive. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. All right. How the hell do you get over there? Cheryl? Slow down! I can't! What time is it, Frank?
2:59.
Dad!
It's a straight shot from here. We're gonna make it.
Oh, it's a dead end!
I'm not going back!
Richard, you have to go back!
That is a one-way road! That will take us all the way back to the freeway!
We're not gonna get there!
All right. You're the one who told me to go left back! I'm not turning back!
Richard!
Hotel.
I won't make it!
What? Where's the entrance?
Right here, right here.
It's still open. You're passing it.
Hold on!
Here we go, one more time. Flip up.
We'd like to register.
Oh, sorry. We're closed.
No, we have the entrance right here. We just want to check in.
A registration ended at 3.
Well, it's 3 o'clock now.
No.
Oh, come on. Have a heart. We're 4 minutes late. We just drove all the way from Albuquerque.
Then you should have been here by 3.
Wait. There must be some way we can work this out. Please.
Everybody else was here before 3. I'd be giving unfair advantage.
No, we're not looking for an advantage. We just want her to compete. That's it.
Don't yell at me, sir. I didn't make you late. We've settled on the schedule for the show. We've turned off the computers. Our lineup is finalized, and I have a hair check to do.
Okay.
I'm sorry that you're late, but I can't help you.
Please. You don't know what we've been through. Miss Jenkins, I can put him in the system.
Oh, Kirby, you don't have to.
It's okay. It's 5 minutes.
Well, it's your time. Excuse me.
Thank you, Kirby. Thank you very much.
Really? You don't know what this means?
Please, it's only 5 minutes. I'm not working for these people next year. These people are crazy. Okay, so, what's your name?
Nice name.
Look, yeah. It's Miss California. Look, it's really her.
You want to go say hi?
Thank
you. Hi, what's your name?
Olive.
What's your talent, Olive?
I like dancing.
Dancing was too hard for me. I'm a singer. You must be a good dancer.
I am. I'm really good.
I bet you are. Well, thanks for stopping by, Olive. Best of luck.
Miss California, do you need ice cream?
I love ice cream. My favorite flavor is chocolate cherry Garcia, although technically I think that's a frozen yogurt. Okay?
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
She eats ice cream.
I heard.
The packet has tickets in it, and your badge number.
Okay, is there anything else?
Yeah. Is there a funeral home around here?
Let's get your swimsuit on. You want to get changed behind the curtain?
This is the last touch-up, everybody. Final touch-ups. Last touch-up.
Get out of here.
Hey. Hey, Olive Hoover. Hey, I need your music.
Music?
Yeah.
Here you go.
This? Did you choose this?
No, my grandpa did.
Your grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Which track?
12.
We're driving 5-6 hours. Thought he was napping. By the time we figured it out, it's, you know,
too late. So where's the body? Personal effects.
Thank you.
You take care.
You too.
Once again, and help me welcome to the stage our 12 beautiful contestants! Will be crowned Little Miss Sunshine.
Olive, honey, are you okay in there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey.
What? You got a kid in the show?
First time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just wish I could go to sleep till I was 18. And skip all this crap, high school and everything. Just skip it.
You know Marcel Proust?
He's the guy you teach.
Yeah. French writer. Total loser. Never had a real job. Unrequited love affairs. Gay. Spent 20 years writing a book almost no one reads. But he's also probably the greatest writer since Shakespeare. Anyway, he gets down to the end of his life. And he looks back and decides that all those years he suffered, those were the best years of his life. Because they made him who he was. All the years he was happy, you know, total waste. Didn't learn a thing. So, if you sleep until you're 18, think of the suffering you're gonna miss. I mean, high school, those are your prime suffering years. They don't get better suffering than that.
You know what? Fuck beauty contests. Life is one fucking beauty contest after another. You know, school, then college, then work? Fuck that. And fuck the Air Force Academy. If I want to fly, I'll find a way to fly. You do what you love, and fuck the rest.
Glad you're talking again, Dwayne. You're not nearly as stupid as you look. Want to go back?
Not really. Yeah, we should go back.
And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. The talent competition.
I just came to wish Olive a good luck.
How you doing, honey?
Good.
Nervous.
Yeah, you're gonna do great. I just know it. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah. What's up?
I don't want her to go on.
Are you authorized to be backstage?
No. Hey, where are the dressing rooms?
Are you allowed to be here?
Just tell me where the dressing rooms are.
We're not in Albuquerque anymore.
Hey, how are you feeling?
Better. Where's Olive?
Here, what's up?
Mom, I don't want Olive doing this.
Oh, my God.
Look around. Oh, this place is fucked.
Great.
Look, I don't want these people judging Olive. Fuck them.
Listen, it is too late.
No, it's not too late. You're the mom, and you're supposed to protect her. Everyone is going to laugh at her, Mom. Please don't let her do this.
Olive Hoover, 2 minutes.
Look, she's not a beauty queen. She's just not. I'm going
to
tell her.
No, no, Dwayne, you listen to me. Olive is who she is. She has worked so hard. She's poured everything into this. We can't just take it away from her. We can't. I know you want to protect her. I know, honey, but I'm going to let Olive be Olive.
Olive Hoover, are you the family?
Yeah. Okay. Olive, it's time. You okay?
Yeah.
We gotta go now.
Yeah, hang on. Olive, look at me. If you don't want to do this, that's okay. If you want to sit this one out, it's totally fine by us. We're proud of you anyway.
We gotta go. It's time. Ready? Let's go.
Good luck, honey.
Copy that. 25 is performance ready, and we're walking. Fast as we can.
What's going on? What's going on?
Your fairy tale magic, Miss Charisma Whiteman. Wasn't that a stardust fantasy? Thank you for that. You have been such a patient audience. We have one more contestant, and then we'll be crowning our winner. Please give a warm welcome to Miss Olive Hoover!
I'd like to dedicate this to my grandpa, who showed me these moves.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Is he here? Where's your grandpa right now?
In the trunk of our car.
Okay. Well, take it away, Olive.
Go get him right now. Right this minute.
Don't touch her.
Don't touch her.
Okay, you're out on the condition that you never enter your daughter in a beauty pageant in the state of California ever again. Ever.
I think we can live with that.
All right. We're back in business. Lock and load.
Olive, your grandpa would have been really proud of you.
Yeah, you were great.
You were beyond great.
You were incredible.
Thank you.
Let's get out of here.
Cloud your head and push your thoughts.
I'm counting it out to the floor.